Blizzard conditions are impacting north central and northeast North Dakota, as well as a winter storm spanning from Minot, North Dakota, south to Aberdeen, South Dakota, and in parts of northwest Minnesota. Much of the eastern half of North Dakota is shut down as conditions intensify, Grand Forks-based National Weather Service meteorologist Carl Jones says numerous road closures are in place.
A good chunk of I-94 from Fargo to Bismarck, and this is as of 11 a.m., that's closed. And then I-29 from Grand Forks north to the international border is closed, as well as US 2 from Grand Forks, almost to Minot, is closed. And then many arterial roadways also closed within Devil's Lake Basin. So we are seeing those whiteout conditions, very, very hazardous travel conditions. We've heard reports of plows being pulled from the roads just because they can't keep up with the rates.
The heaviest hit areas include Devil's Lake and the James River basins in North Dakota, where 1 to 3 feet is forecast. New Rockford, North Dakota farmer and rancher Jeff Schaefer is busy keeping cattle comfortable during the blizzard. With a couple feet of snow in the forecast, extra bedding and feed are necessities.
So you try to get them as close to home as you can, and if that's not an option, do everything you can to get them out of the wind. Feedlot's getting pretty wet, so we're trying to put them up on some high ground. We've personally been bedding probably a month in the feedlot, which I don't ever remember bedding through September. We have a picnic table in front of our house, and it's out of the wind. And yesterday it had roughly 4 inches of snow on it. My youngest son measured snow on the picnic table this morning was 8 inches. So I'd say the snow doubled overnight.
A lot of crop remains in fields near New Rockford. Schaefer hopes to get back into them, but it may take some time.
Personally, for us, we've got about 40% of the pinto beans left. We only have 2/4 of soybeans that are still left, and we've got a bunch of corn left. We purchased some tracks for the combine late last week. They're sitting in the shop. I'm hoping we can get back into the field and salvage some of this crop. But, you know, as conditions continue to be like this, it just gets to be more and more expensive to try to go after this crop.
Several inches of snow has fallen and continues to come down in the Britton, South Dakota area. Anywhere from 6 to 18 inches is forecast. Farmer and rancher Ryan Hastings says minimal harvest occurred before the storm arrived.
Got a neighbor who took out a few beans before the storm, but that was about it. South of Britton, they got a lot of guys that were going pretty hard. I don't know how much they got out, but they at least got some out before the storm. A lot of guys still trying to chop silage. Actually, we've still got we had probably about 200 acres of grass hay to try to put up yet, but I don't foresee that happening now. And then we're waiting on earlage. But everybody's behind this year, so it'd probably be 2 weeks, I figured, which is probably okay with the weather conditions right now.
Hastings, who operates Seed Bar J Bison Ranch, says area livestock producers were moving herds in preparation for the snow and wind.
I've got a friend. He brought his fall calvers home out of the Forbes Hills. I guess he did take some hay out, too, to feed anything that needs to be fed. He's got spring calves out there too, so he's got hay lined up out there for him. I've still got my buffalo cows out on the grass. They're only about a mile from home, so hopefully we can get through this. Hopefully they can kind of survive a little better than a beef kind of in this kind of situation, but hopefully I don't need to feed them because it's wet enough out there. I can't get a tractor out there, so maybe we'll have to bring them home.
Harvest was just getting going again in the Botno, North Dakota area before the rain and snow set in. Farmer Wally Branyard was able to finish canola and started on the soybean harvest.
Most of it came off with decent quality. There is still some wheat out in the area, though, and needless to say, it hasn't fared real well. Beans, you know, are what we started on. Of course, the earliest maturity beans were coming off dry. We're 13, 14 moisture, so I think our beans are going to be good to go. The corn, yeah, I guess I've got some concerns there. I know it's not ready, you know, and with this weather, and I guess too with these saturated soils and the wind, I don't know how the corn's going to fare as far as if it's going to go down or if it's going to be standing even afterwards.